It is Benson Boone in the Stars. I actually do like the song. Heard it for the first time a while back. I think it was in February. And just fell in love with it. It speaks about a lot in of one's life. And that is what you need to take with it. Right. Okay. As temperatures continue to drop across the Western Cape, life becomes even more difficult for the homeless. Now, on the line, I've got Ilse Martins, branch manager at Mold Empower Serve, Cape Town, to talk about the urgent challenges facing the homeless this winter and how organizations like MES, Mold Empowerment Services, with the help of the public, are stepping into make a difference. Ilse, thank you for joining me this afternoon. And welcome to Drive. How are you?
Thank you, Radio KC and all the listeners. It's wonderful to spend time with you.
All right, Ilse, I want to jump straight into it. I know it's getting extremely cold, but please tell us briefly about what MES Cape Town does and how you're supporting the homeless during this winter or during a winter.
Yeah, sure. Those at MES is the crazy ones and the wild ones.
Okay, I actually don't want to know who the crazy ones are, so I'm just gonna shut my mouth.
We're a national organization, mm-hmm. have been going for the past 39 years.
Yeah.
And so we help vulnerable people, of which the homeless is a part of that target group, in the inner cities, in Joburg and Kempton and Kaberga, and then here in Cape Town. And our hearts are just with the poor. And mm-hmm. we believe change is possible for every person that wants to build a thriving life or society anchored in Christ. So what we do this winter and every winter is together with partners, hey? Because yeah. you can't do it alone.
Of course not, of course.
Yes, so we have a wonderful project that has been running for the past 23 years called Winter Hope. And we partner with organizations across our beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can just pop onto that website, www.winterhope.org, and you can see everything that's happening there. Mm. So we've got that project running, and then we do what we call additional sleeping spaces, what we call cold front sleeping sites.
Yeah.
And there we ask churches to open up their church halls, you know, and our teams go and we do some skills transference and how to run a cold front sleeping site. And then we, for a cold front, and that cold front can be anything between 1 to 3 days, we create additional sleeping spaces that people can sleep at least dry and warm.
Yeah. I just want to jump into this. So what are, we know the cold fronts are coming now, and we literally like in the first phase of winter, going into and actually ending of May now, and June is heading to us as we're going deeper into winter now. What are the most urgent needs for that homeless individuals are facing at this moment?
Oh, warm clothing and shoes. I always say to people, coats for the cold, because a coat you can put on. Mm-hmm. If blanket is not readily available and you can walk with that coat, you can sleep under the coat. So warm clothing and shoes. Thermal underwear for those who have maybe put on some weight and you don't know what to do with your thermal underwear. And socks, beanies, gloves, scarves, blankets, and non-perishable food items.
Okay, and that is great. So obviously we need to find out where exactly we can drop these things, especially with if you don't have an office in the region. Let's get to Western Cape and Drakenstein. Do you have any partners this side where we can say, all right, we want to actually be part of this and help? So how can members of the public get involved or support your work during the season?
You know, Paul, is fitterig, because Melinda there in Paul in 2021, she and her mom knitted 350 beanies for us.
My word.
As part of, yes, as part of the Winter Whip campaign.
Mm.
And so if you log onto that website, there are 34 drop-off points. So in Paarl and the greater Drakenstein area, the RCFVV is one of our partners. You've got some of the other organizations there by you that is a part of our partners. So drop-off points is readily available everywhere, literally everywhere. And if you find, like Melinda, you know, guys, just come and pick up the beanies because it's too many boxes. We can't carry it all to the church office or to the RCFVV. Then we'll come and pick it up.
Man, that's great. That's actually great. So so people can just go to the RCFVV. That is one of the organizations. And Melinda, them, you can make, they can make contact with him, obviously. So what is the message you would like to share with the community about the role they can play in helping others this winter?
Every little bit helps. It's proximity to the problem, obviously. When we want to solve homelessness, and we believe it can be solved, people many times think the problem is so big, what can I do? But every little cup of soup box, every pair of socks, every little bit helps. Do not think that your little bit won't make a huge difference.
My word. Oh, oh. Yo, you make my heart seer. All right, Ilse Martens of Miss, the branch manager at Miss Cape Town, here with me on the line. Ilse, thank you very much for taking the time out of you. I know you're going to be extremely busy this up and coming next 3 months. It's according to weather updates, according to news, it's going to be an extremely cold winter ahead of us. If it's not raining, it will. They said that there's a possibility of snow that's coming our way as well. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and to join me on Casey Drive this afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much for spreading hope and spreading love. You guys are awesome. Laat het ruk, julle, laat het ruk.
Ja, dit is, hulle sê mos, ons moet die winter laat ruk en ons moet die winter warm maak hierdie jaar.
Daar sê, ons gaan.
Okay, daar sê. Bye bye, dankie Ilse Martens, ja, van die branch manager van MES. Maak seker dat jy verskil maak in iemand se lewe hierdie winter. Blanket drives, klere in, beanies, even as jy net 'n beanie box gaan dra, dat sal help. Okay, maak seker, ja, that's it for Ilse. Right guys, it's clear that we all need a little bit of help, and that is the help we need to do. So let's start today. It is Callum Scott coming your way. If you ever change your mind, as well as your kind, and let's not forget that will lead us up to 5. Everly Static by with news. Also coming your way, we've got the mix that's coming our way. Also, and that is DJ Lovell. He's got the explosive jive at 5.